I think you just focus on doing your work, you know, and doing your, you know, your job and your preparation as best you can. And I got enough on my plate getting ready for the Saints to worry about all the other stuff that can go on as well. So, you know, to me, it's about getting in here and getting into your normal routine and doing your preparation as best you can. And that's kind of my message to everybody.
You mind what Drew's longevity? He's 37, you're 31. Him and guys like Brady are playing a little bit longer than the old guys used to play. Are you something you aspire to or marvel at?
Yeah, I mean, both. You know, I'm certainly, you know, incredibly impressed with his longevity, his consistency for such a long time, playing at such a high level for as long as he has is incredibly impressive. He's extremely dedicated, committed. I know that from having gotten to know him throughout my career. And certainly, you know, as a younger guy than he is, you know, you aspire to keep playing with that longevity and consistency that he has played with.
Matt, as you look at your numbers, and I'm not talking about it from a gloating standpoint, like you just look at your numbers and W's are great, but are there stats like yards per attempt is always something that's been highly valued by offensive and defensive coordinators, and it's the best since Kurt Warner in 2000. I mean, that aside, do you look at certain stats and go, this is something I aspire to, I need to meet as I get into a season?
For me, it's wins and losses. You know, at the end of the day, that's the numerical thing that you look at, but you know, I always, when I'm evaluating, you know, how I play, like when I watch the film Monday after games, to me, it's about decision-making, number one. Am I, you know, doing my job, whether it's checks at the line of scrimmage, getting us into the right place, the right protections, that kind of stuff. You know, you have to handle that. And then am I going to the right spot, you know, with the right throws? So, you know, that's decision-making and accuracy. And for me, that's you know, I always try and, you know, look at each play and see if I'm doing that. And then I think the other stuff kind of takes care of itself. So your other numbers fall into place when you're doing those things.
And what's it been like? We talked to you about being mobile in this system. You seem to really, you know, over the course of this year, really gotten very comfortable with that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's something that, you know, we did a lot more early in my career. And then, you know, we didn't do it as much for a little while, but that's come back into it. And something that I've worked hard on the last 2 years to try and improve and get better in that area. And I think it's been something that's been effective for us. You know, getting outside the pocket and making some plays outside the pocket has certainly helped us.
Matt, one of the defensive guys said how much he's been helped by those competition periods and how spirited they are. Can you just talk about that, you know, being able to help the defense out in that manner?
Yeah, I think we both benefit from those. You know, at the end of the day, competition is the most important thing we can train. You know, you train how competitive can you get, how tough can you get in those situations. And Dan does a great job of putting us in those situations at different times throughout the week. And, you know, it's kind of like a game, too. I mean, sometimes in practice, you kind of know the looks you're going to get. You know what you're working against. And, you know, the competition periods are a little bit, all right, we haven't prepared for this. How well do we know our rules? How well are we able to adapt to something that we haven't seen? And, you know, from a schematic standpoint and a player standpoint, I think that really prepares you for games.
Matt, how important is it to keep the momentum after Sunday's game, no matter what looks in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things for us we've talked about all the time is just trying to get better, a little bit better every week. And that doesn't change, you know, regardless of what time of the year it is and what's coming up. You know, that doesn't change. We want to keep getting keep getting better a little bit every day that we show up in the building. And so that's the momentum that I hope we can continue as we keep moving forward is constant improvement and trying to be the best football team that we can be moving forward.
Is there a discussion with some of the rookies that what comes after Sunday doesn't come every year sometimes, that you have to make sure you – are on top of this?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's the discussion's more about, you know, what do we need to do this week? And we'll talk about next week, and we'll talk about, you know, what happens in the future. I think that's probably the biggest thing that I've learned, you know, during my career is to not worry about, you know, what's happening a week from, you know, Sunday or 2 weeks from Sunday, whatever. All you can take care of is this week. And that's more my message to them, is not to worry about any of that other stuff. We'll deal with it when we get to it. Let's take care of our business right now.
Are you honored in any way to be in the MVP discussion? I was around Brett Favre when he won three, but it seemed like you all are, you know, got a really good shot at this year.
Well, you know, obviously it's, yes, I'm always very honored to be mentioned, you know, with all of the other guys that are in that category. But to me, it's kind of a testament to everybody playing well. You don't get into that position unless we're having success as a team, and a lot of guys are making plays and doing a lot of good things. So it's certainly, you know, nice to be mentioned in that light. And, I'm thrilled, but at the same time, it's something, you know, I'm worrying about winning games, and that's first and foremost.
A lot of quarterbacks talk about trust with their receivers here, but you're 13 different guys for touchdowns. You got practice squad guys coming up catching touchdown passes. Where is that relationship with you and your receivers come in, or do you just want them to get open? That's all you care about?
Well, yes, I do just want them to get open. At the end of the day, yeah, absolutely. You know, that's always a good thing. But, you know, I think that trust starts during the off season. And, you know, for a guy, like you mentioned, DJ coming up last week off of practice squad for us and getting his opportunity, but, you know, it's been 2 years of practicing with us and learning the offense and being out at practice every day. And a lot of times when other guys are nicked up, he's the guy that I'm throwing to during practice. And so there's that chemistry that's built. The longer you're just around the guys, the more you're around them. And so I think that's where I think the depth of a team shows. We practice hard. And I think because of that, guys are ready to play when they get their opportunity.
Any, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, just any great offensive line has usually got the elite center that you guys obviously invested a lot in, Alex, and he's delivered the goods. What's been your experience with him and the confidence you have in him once that building?
Alex has been awesome from day one when he stepped into the building. He's a leader. I mean, he's a great worker. He sets the tone for everybody. I mean, the way he approaches getting prepared to play a game, taking care of his body, taking care of his mind, making sure he's on top of techniques. I mean, he is on top of it week in and week out. And I think everybody sees that and you know, feels like, man, I've got to live up to that standard that he's setting, you know, for everyone. So he's been great. And then when he's gotten onto the field, he's as calm a player as I've ever been around. I mean, he's very relaxed on Sundays and out on the field and very calm. And it's a really good demeanor to have, because I think he calms everybody else down that's around him.
And I would think that helps take some off your plate, because you have to make so many decisions before a snap and after a snap that you say, these five guys in front of me are probably going to be okay.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and he takes so many things off my plate too, in terms of in the run game, making calls, in our pass protection. I mean, he does a great job of getting everybody on the same page, and that's really helped us out.
The best block that you've seen him throw this year?
Man. I don't necessarily know as though it's one block or his finish. I mean, his hustle is as good as anybody I've ever been around. I mean, I can think of so many pass plays that we've had where the pass protection has been really good. And then, you know, you're running through the film and you see at the end of the play, he's finishing somebody off, you know, 25 yards down the field, and you're like, man, how did Alex get there? To me, that's the thing that jumps off the table with Alex is, I mean, week after week, play after play, his finish is as good as it gets.
I know the offense has been scoring at a nice pace. How nice is it to have Matt Bryant if you need somebody to come in all year?
Yeah, Matt's a stud, and he has been for his entire time that he's been here with us. I mean, he's as reliable as anybody. And, you know, we are lucky to have a guy like him and you know, somebody that isn't afraid of going in any situation, knocking it right through the pipes. I mean, Matt's as good as it gets.
Is it nice also having to be able to talk about a kicker that you have that confidence in, that you don't have to go over there and do a little praying on the sideline or put more pressure on you to score?
I'm saying those prayers regardless, right? Like, I think that's all of us. But, I mean, he's just been so consistent, so reliable. It is. It's a great feeling knowing especially in late game situations, all right, if I need to get it to the 38-yard line, he's going to knock it through. And that gives everybody confidence, too, of knowing, all right, you know, our job right now with whatever time is on the clock is to get it to 38, to 35, whatever the yard line is for the day. And, you know, I think that gives a lot of confidence to an offense.
Matt, right. which 300-pound lineman would throw the best jump pass?
On our team? Oh, man. Jake Matthews throws a pretty good ball. I think Jake would probably be the guy we would line up back there. He's pretty smooth. I mean, he might not even need to throw a jump pass. He could throw some, like, legitimate passes. He can throw pretty good.
Who helped Matt Sims on his jump shot, Maddie?
He's much improved. From the first day they asked him to go up, I think he made 3 or 4 today, which was good. He's been working on it, though, man, in between meetings and stuff. He's been working on the jumper.